Turning your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 4, right toward the end, of course, verse 32. We begin a brief subject today, and this will be this week and next week. We're going to look at the subject that I think it's just vital for our growth as believers, and it's forgiveness. And when we think about forgiveness, we're actually dealing with our relationship with God and our fellowship with God and then our fellowship with other believers. So those three things all tie together. The truths concerning forgiveness make a huge difference in our lives. Think about it. Forgiveness is really hard. Forgiveness with people. Sometimes people hurt us. Sometimes they do us wrong. And sometimes people do you wrong on purpose, and they know it. And you go, what am I supposed to do about that? How do I forgive that? Or do I forgive that? Or how do I forgive that? And then you think about your relationship with God. We need forgiveness. Jesus Christ has paid for all sin, but to have eternal life, we need the forgiveness of sin, which comes by faith. And then as a believer, what about fellowship with God and forgiveness and all of that? As we look at the passage and as we look at the studies this next 2 weeks, there's a lot of things there. We're going to look at God's forgiveness to us and then our forgiveness to others. And the goal is this, that we would understand biblical forgiveness and live out the truths in our lives. And, when you think about forgiving one another, sometimes a believer will hurt us or somebody will hurt us and we'll say, well, I'm not going to forgive them. What happens? What happens if we don't forgive? And we're going to see a lot of that in the next week or two and how it fits together. So let's start with this. Sometimes the question is asked, what's the best word in the Bible, the most beautiful word in the Bible? Well, a lot of people say grace. And, of course, we love the word grace because we're a free grace church in that sense, and we believe that salvation is a gift by faith alone in Christ alone. We hold to the grace of God not only for salvation but for the Christian life and for the future. So we love the word grace. But then you think about the word salvation and say, oh, salvation, wow, that's the Bible when you think about being reconciled to God. And we always say, yeah, that's the story of the Bible. The perfect God brings sinful man back to himself using his son, Jesus Christ. So, wow, salvation is so good. Then you say, well, what about love? God is love. And you think about how God loves us and that we also love God and then we love others. And he said the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and love your neighbor as yourself. And so we think of all that. But then there's this word, forgiveness. And we find that forgiveness ties into our salvation and our Christian life. And it does. And forgiveness involves, listen to this, it involves God, the Son Jesus Christ, the cross, confession, dealing with sin, relationships, fellowship with God and with others. All of that's involved in forgiveness. And as we look at this study, as I said a while ago, two things. We're going to talk about forgiveness dealing with God and forgiveness dealing with others. Let me let you think about forgiveness for just a second. What do you do? What would you do if somebody's a friend and they start talking about you behind your back? They say things that are not nice about you, or they actually hurt you in some way. How do you feel? What are you supposed to do? What if that person never says they're sorry? What if they do something and they hurt you, but they don't ever come and say, I'm so sorry? And some people say, well, if they say they're sorry, then you can forgive them. But if they don't say they're sorry, you don't forgive them. What do you do when people mistreat you and hurt you? How do we respond? What does the Bible say we're supposed to do? Think about that. We're always told, well, forgive, but what does it mean? We read our verse, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving each other just as God in Christ Jesus has forgiven us. How do we do that? And when you forgive, does that mean the hurt goes away? Because somebody hurt you, and then they might, and you say, well, I forgive them. Does that mean the hurt goes away? And does that mean the memory goes away? That somebody's hurt you, and you remember it, and every time you think about it, your heart breaks. And every time you think about it, you get all messed up. Does that mean once you forgive, that memory will go away? How do we forgive? Why do we forgive? Well, I want to look at this in these 2 weeks. We want to look at what is forgiveness. What exactly is it? Then we see the basis for forgiveness, because it all goes back to Jesus Christ, as we see in our verse. And I do want to show you this morning a contrast between the payment of sin and the forgiveness of sin, because they're two different things. Jesus died on the cross to pay for the sin of the entire world. But salvation doesn't come through the payment of sin. When we believe in Jesus Christ, we get forgiveness of sin. So we'll talk about that. And then we're going to actually see forgiveness in action, and we're going to see God's forgiveness to us. It's powerful. And then we're going to talk about our forgiveness to others, and we're going to really raise three things. Why we forgive others, how do we forgive others, and some misconceptions dealing with forgiveness. And so basically, we'll actually get through almost the whole thing this morning, because we're going to stop as we look at why forgive others. And then the next week, we get into the how do we actually do it and the misconceptions connected. So there's a lot of things. It's going to take 2 weeks. We find that our relationship with God, our fellowship with God, and our fellowship with others all are affected by this issue of forgiveness. So let's begin with the question, what is forgiveness? What is it? We talk about it. We say, well, you need to forgive somebody, or they need to forgive you, or God has forgiven us. What does it mean? Well, simply put, that forgiveness and to forgive means to cancel a debt. It means to release it. It means to let it go. It means to let it go. It's like somebody did you wrong, and you say, they did me wrong, they owe me. They should not have done that. They owe me. Sometimes we say, they owe me an apology, or they owe me the... What forgiveness is releasing the debt, letting it go. I want to show you something. There's some Old Testament words that mean, that are used, are translated forgive. There's a word sila, nasa, kafar. Those are the three main words in the Old Testament that are translated forgive. And what they mean is this. They mean to cancel, to take away, to lift up, to pardon, to forgive, to bear, or to cover over. It's the idea that you have somebody owes you or something, and you let it go. You cancel the debt. You remove it. You say it's not there anymore. It's gone. In the New Testament, there are two really key words that are used, charizomai and ephesis. Those are the two words that are used. Charizomai comes from the word charis that we get the word grace from. Because we know what grace is, unmerited favor. This word is a verb that's connected with that word for grace, and it means to forgive freely. Because the word grace means something free, and so this means to forgive freely. It means to let it go, and the word ephesis has the idea of to lift up or to remove it. And so if you wanted to put it this way, it means to give away, to pardon, to lift up, to take away, to remove a debt. So when you talk about forgiving something, if you owed me... If I owed you $50 and you said, I forgive it. You're releasing that. I don't owe you $50. You said, it's gone. I let it go. That's what forgiveness is in that sense. But sometimes people hurt us and we say, they hurt me. They should apologize, or they should come say they're sorry about this or something. Well, and you say, they owe me. But forgiveness is, they don't owe you. You let it go. Now, we're going to talk next week about the idea that somebody says, well, if you forgive them, you're letting them get away with it. No, you're not. We'll talk about that next week. So what is forgiveness? It's basically releasing the debt. And when there is forgiveness, there is the letting go. There's the canceling of whatever might be owed. And we think about it. When we think about our sin against God, He forgives us. When we think about our sin against each other, forgiveness. I read a quote about God's forgiveness of us, and it said, it is the act which God pardons a sinner. And we forgive others. It is an act in which we pardon those who sin against us. Now, every one of us in this room, there's somebody that's hurt you and sinned against you. And guess what? You've hurt somebody and sinned against them. It's all over the place because we're fallen people. So, what is forgiveness? It's releasing the debt. Let's talk about a key thing here, and that is, what is the basis for forgiveness? And the key goes back to the provision of Jesus Christ. The basis for forgiveness for both God to man and man to man is Jesus Christ. That's it. You remember this verse, be kind to one another, tenderhearted. And he says, forgiving each other. How do we forgive each other? How do we have forgiveness man to man, just as God in Christ has forgiven you? Because of God, through Jesus Christ, forgives us. Now, that's different than payment for sin. We'll talk about it in just a second. But He forgives us through Jesus Christ. And so when we have relationships and problems with other people, in the same way that God has forgiven us through Jesus, we are to forgive others. The basis for forgiveness God to man is Jesus Christ. And the basis for forgiveness man to man is Jesus Christ. So how can we forgive others? When somebody hurts you, when somebody does you wrong, sometimes people do you wrong, they don't even know they did you wrong. They don't even know it. Sometimes people do you wrong and they know they do you wrong and they know it. How do you deal with that? How do we release that? Well, in the same way that God has forgiven us through Jesus Christ, we forgive others. Now, I want to show you something just to make sure we got it. There is a contrast. There's a difference between the payment for sin and the forgiveness of sin. Okay, they're two different things. When Jesus Christ came to the earth, he died on the cross to pay for the sins of the entire world. He died on the cross to pay for all the past sins, present sins, future sins. Think of your life, every sin you've ever done, every sin you do now, every sin you'll ever do. That debt has been paid. 1 John 2:2, he is the satisfactory payment, not for our sins only, but for the sins of the entire world. Every human being has the payment of sin, okay? But that doesn't give you salvation, okay? Salvation comes by faith. And for salvation, we need forgiveness of sin. And the Bible talks about payment for sin done by Jesus Christ. It talks about forgiveness of sin, which comes when we put our faith in Christ. So salvation, we need forgiveness of sin. And by the way, when you believe in Jesus Christ as Savior, not only do you get forgiveness of sin, you get righteousness and you get eternal life. All of that comes by faith. Whether a person believes in Christ or not, they have the payment of sin, which is different than forgiveness of sin. Acts 13:38. Let it be therefore known to you, brethren, through him, through Jesus, forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. And this is in where Paul is speaking. And he says, whoever believes in Jesus, you receive forgiveness of sins. So I want you to understand something. When Jesus Christ came to the earth and died on the cross, he paid for the sins of the world. But to have eternal life, salvation, to have forgiveness, it comes by faith. So we'd put it this way. Everyone has the payment of sin. But salvation, we need forgiveness of sin, which comes by faith. Wow. So that's us. So when Jesus died on the cross, he paid for the sins of the entire world. That means everybody, believers and unbelievers, all have the payment of sin. But to have forgiveness of sin, which we must have to have eternal life, to have a relationship and a fellowship with God forever, it comes by faith. Now, let's move to this. Let's talk about forgiveness. Forgiveness in action. And we're going to look at two areas. God's forgiveness to us and our forgiveness to others. Now, this is powerful, powerful truths because it's going to affect you. Because every one of you in this room, you've been hurt. Every one of you in this room, there's been a time in your life, whether it's either right now or in the past, that something has hurt you. Someone has either said something bad, something done something to you, hurt you in some kind of way, and you are hurt by that. Have you forgiven them? And that is releasing the debt. Well, you might even say, well, I thought I had, but I don't know. And so we want to look at this because it's a powerful truth. And without you, maybe you don't even know it, but probably at some time you hurt somebody else. You may have known it, may not have known it. And so we're going to talk about the idea of forgiveness. So God's forgiveness to us and our forgiveness to others. Let's talk about God's forgiveness to us. And there's two different aspects. There's God's forgiveness dealing with salvation. That deals with our relationship, an eternal relationship. But there's also forgiveness in the Christian life, which deals with our fellowship. Let me help you to understand that. We've sinned and come short of the glory of God. Jesus Christ has paid for the sins of the world, but we still need forgiveness to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. When we put our faith in Jesus Christ, we have the forgiveness of sin by faith. Acts 13:38, we wrote, put it up there a while ago. Therefore, in your relationship with Christ, all of your sins for all time are forgiven. Past, present, and future. That's your relationship. Your relationship with Jesus Christ and God cannot change. You have been given eternal life, you've been given righteousness, and you've been given forgiveness. This is in your relationship. So that's why even when you sin after you're a believer, all of those sins are already forgiven as far as your relationship is concerned. You have an eternal relationship with Christ. That's why it's called eternal life. That's salvation. But there's a second aspect of that, and that's the Christian life. And that we need forgiveness in the Christian life because that deals with fellowship with Christ. So here you are, a child of God. All of your sins are forgiven in your relationship and it can never change. But in your fellowship with God, when you sin, you're out of fellowship with God and you need forgiveness to get back into fellowship. It has nothing to do with your relationship. It has to do with your fellowship. So I want you to see this. Hold your place in Ephesians and I want you to turn to 1 John. That's all the way almost to the very back of the Bible to 1 John. You've got 1 and 2 Peter and then you've got 1 John. And I want you to see a verse that is very, very famous. Sometimes we go through it very quickly, but it's 1 John chapter 1 and and it's verse 9, and it deals with confession of sin so we can have forgiveness in our Christian lives. So I hope you've got this. And while you're turning there, let me remind you that when you trusted in Jesus Christ as Savior, in your relationship with Him, you have forgiveness of sin for all time. In your fellowship with Him, which is your Christian life, sometimes we sin and we lose our fellowship and we need forgiveness so that we can have fellowship with Him. So this is where we are. And I want you to see this verse. It's so powerful. Even though most of you can quote it easily, sometimes we think of it and we go too fast. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. He's talking about confessing sins so we can be in fellowship with Him. Look what he says. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, what he tells us to do and this is to confess, which means to tell on ourselves. I've got to show you the verse in a little bit more detail, so I want you to look at it. Look at it with me. It says, if we confess our sins. The if is what we call a third class if in Greek, which means maybe we will, maybe we won't. He's saying, if you confess your sins, maybe you will confess them, maybe you won't confess them. He says, if we confess our sins, the word confess means to tell on yourself. It's the Greek word homologeo. Homo means same. Legeo means to speak. So it means to say the same thing. To confess your sins means to say the same thing God would say. If you lied, to confess your sins says, God, I lied. You're recognizing you did that. So he says, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just and faithful and righteous to do what? Forgive us our sins. Now, we're not talking about forgiveness as far as our relationship is concerned. That's already happened the moment we believe in Christ. We're talking about forgiveness as far as our fellowship is concerned. So when you sin, you get out of fellowship with God. If you confess your sins, He's faithful and righteous to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. He puts you back into fellowship. So as a Christian, you don't need forgiveness as far as your relationship. But as a Christian, you need forgiveness as far as your fellowship. So anytime you sin, you need to confess it so He can forgive you and you be back in fellowship with Him. Now, I want to show you something that when I put this together several years ago, it made a huge difference in my life. Let's say you woke up this morning and before you got to church, you thought, say, a bad thought. And you stubbed your toe when you said a bad word. And you did something, you know, it's real fine. And you get in the car, and then you think about, oh, I said a bad word. And so you say, oh, Lord, I recognize that was a bad word. I confess it. So the moment you confess that, He's faithful and just to do what? Forgive you. And you're back in fellowship. But then you thought, whoa, but there's like six sins that I did that I don't even remember that I did. Right? What about those sins? Well, look what this says. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from what? All unrighteousness. There are sins that we do so fast, we don't even think about them. And when we think about sin, we go, oh, I did that. And you confess that, but you forgot four other things you did over here. But let me tell you what, God is so great that when you confess your sins, He's faithful and just to forgive you the sins you're confessing and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So when you confess your sins and get back into fellowship with God, even the things you can't remember, He cleanses you from. So He is so great, right? He's great. And so when we get back into fellowship with Him. So notice this, by faith, we have forgiveness in our relationship. That's eternal life, never changes. By confession, we have forgiveness in our fellowship, and that comes with confessing sins. Okay, I hope you got that. That's God does. Listen, we could spend weeks on this to go into much more detail. I just want you to get the big picture. Here comes the part that I think is the one that we need the most. Because most of you at this church, you've had 2-2, 4-12, you know the theological things, how God forgives us and this. But now we get into a very practical aspect, and that is our forgiveness to others. There may be some people in our room that are angry at some other people, and that they think some other people have done them wrong, and they've not forgiven them. And there may be some people in this room, and you're sitting there, and somebody has done you wrong, and maybe they even came and said, I'm sorry I did you wrong, and you still say, well, that was too bad to forgive. So we want to remember something. What is the basis for our forgiving other people? Be kind, tenderhearted, forgiving one another just as God in Christ Jesus has forgiven us. If you're in 1 John, go back to Ephesians 4, and that's the verse 32. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ has forgiven you. Remember, the basis for you forgiving someone else is what Jesus Christ has done for us. So we're going to raise some questions. Why do we forgive and how do we forgive? We're going to answer why forgive today. We're going to go into the details next week on how we forgive. And that's going to be very vital because it's very, very practical. Why should we forgive? Why should we forgive somebody? What if somebody on purpose talks about you and says bad things, or on purpose does you wrong, on purpose hurts you physically, steals from you, does some bad things to you? Why should you forgive that person? Why? Well, the first is that God commands it. God commands that. Ephesians 4:32, be kind, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. You remember the word charizomai, which is the word for free. It's grace. It's given freely. He says, freely you forgive. I want you to see something. I want you to turn to Matthew 18. Hold your place in Ephesians and go over to Matthew 18 because we're going to see Peter raising the question. Peter raises the question about what about when people do you wrong? What do? Do you forgive them? And how many times do you forgive them? What if somebody came up and they hit you and then they say, oh, forgive me. Okay, I forgive you. And then they do it again. And then they do it again. How many times do you say, wait a minute, I'm not forgiving you if you do this again? How many times? And what if they don't say they're sorry? What if they do something wrong to you and they don't ever say they're sorry? Do you forgive them? And how many times? I want you to see this in Matthew 18. Look at verse 21. Peter came and said to him, he said to Jesus, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? Now I want you to understand, at the time that Jesus lived, the Pharisees, you know, they had all the laws and all the rules. They had rules this, that if somebody sinned against you and even said to you, I'm sorry, three times is enough. If they did it on the third time, that was all you had to forgive them. Listen, because they're just in a pattern, and so they may hurt you again, so you don't have to forgive them after that. So Peter comes to Jesus with the question, and Peter says, you know, I'm better than a Pharisee, so I'm going to double it. I'm not going to say three times. I'm going to say, what about seven times? So Peter came and said to the Lord, Lord, how many times shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? I mean, and let me tell you something. He didn't say, how many times do I forgive my brother who comes and asks that he's sorry? Because it doesn't say that. It says, how many times if my brother sins against me, I forgive him. He may never come and say it. There are people who have done you wrong, and they've never come to you and said, I'm sorry I did you wrong. So how many times does somebody do that, and you release that debt? How many times do you do that? Peter said, what about seven? That's pretty big. That's like twice as much as Pharisees, and they're supposed to be really righteous people. So what do we do? How many times? How often? How many times? What did Jesus say? And Jesus said, I did not say to you seven times, but up to 70 times 70. Now, you know, we don't say, oh, 490. So I got a little book. And as they do it, I'm up to 250. Now, what he's saying is, it's beyond writing it down. It's every time somebody sins against you and hurts you, you have to forgive. It's for you, by the way. And we'll see this much more next week, but it's for you. When you release the debt, it's for you, not for them. Some of them don't care. They don't care whether they hurt you or not, and they don't care whether you've forgiven them or not. It's for you. And so the very beginning, God commands it. He says, release the debt. The idea there is that you lose count. You don't just count. You just say, look, anytime somebody sins against me, I let it go. I release the debt. There's a second reason. We see the first reason that we forgive is because God commands it. But here's the second one. It affects us. If we don't forgive, we're the ones that are usually worse off. We think we're going to get that person. We're going to not be nice to that person. I'm not going to forgive that person. I'll show them. I tell you what, I won't even speak to them. I won't say hi to them anymore. They hurt me. They're not going to get away with that. You know who's hurting in this whole thing? It isn't them. Because most of the time, they don't even care. It's you. It affects you. It affects you. When somebody does us wrong and we don't forgive, it will affect us. It affects us. Now, how does it affect us? Let me show you something. You know what's going to happen? You ever heard of the old bitter old man? He's a bitter old man. He's mad at everybody. He's mad at the whole world. Yeah, because he's been mad at somebody for about 50 years. And that's why he's a bitter old man or a bitter old woman. Boy, don't talk to her. She'll snap your head off with her cane. Boom, you know, and so hey, that's what you get, right? You become bitter. Let me just show you something. And next week, I'm going to show you a pattern. But here's sort of the stages. What happens is somebody hurts us. And we're not saying that the hurt doesn't hurt. I mean, it's horrible. Sometimes people do horrible things to other people. Some people have done things to you that you say, I don't even want to talk about it. Okay? So you get hurt. And sometimes the response is anger. Okay, who do they think they are? They think they're going to get away with that. They're going to hurt me. They think, and then it moves to revenge because they begin to say, okay, they're not going to get away with that. If they think they can get, I'm going to get them back one of these days. I'm going to do this, or I'm never going to talk to them. I'll show them. I'll just never even talk to them anymore. I'm going to show them how I'm going to get them back. And it goes to revenge, and then revenge usually ends up in bitterness. And the bitterness is that you look at life in the wrong way and everything's bitter and you don't laugh like you used to laugh and you don't enjoy life anymore because you're so tied up because somebody hurt you 8 years ago or 2 hours ago and you can't get past all this. And what usually happens is when people become bitter, they become depressed. And I'm going to tell you this, I've been a pastor for 35 years, but I've been here 32 years and I've counseled people over the years and sometimes people come in. And they say to me, I'm depressed. And many times, as we talk just a little bit, I'll ask this question. I'll say, let me ask you a question. Who are you mad at? Who are you mad at? Who hurt you? And many, many times, they've been hurt in the past, and they've never dealt with it. And they're not only angry, revengeful, they become bitter, and they become depressed. So let me tell you something. When you don't forgive, it's hurting you. That's why God commands you to forgive, but it's for our benefit. It affects us. Look at this verse, Hebrews. Pursue peace with all men. That has that idea. Look, just cancel that debt. Let it go. Go on. And the sanctification went out. No one will see God. Listen, see that no one comes short of the grace of God. Just realize it's all the grace of God. God forgave you. You forgive others. That no root of bitterness springing up causes trouble and by it many defile. Listen, it can happen and you can be defiled, you can be bitter, you can be angry. So why should we forgive others? Even when they hurt us badly and they don't even care and they don't say, I'm sorry. They don't, number one is what God commands it. Number two, it affects us and affects us with the whole idea of bitterness. But there's something else too. And this is the one we don't always think about. It breaks our fellowship with God. Do you know that when you don't forgive somebody else, you're out of fellowship with God. You remember we said a while ago that what we're supposed to do when we sin and we're out of fellowship with God, we're to confess our sin. He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us. We're supposed to get back in fellowship. But we don't always realize that when we are angry at somebody, when we don't forgive them, that forgiveness breaks fellowship. Listen, when we don't forgive others, that's sin and it breaks fellowship. Look at this right here. There it is. If you forgive others for their transgressions, so many transgressions to you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. If you do not forgive others, then your Father will not forgive you. He's not talking about salvation or anything like that. He's talking about your fellowship. If you are out of fellowship and won't forgive somebody, you're out of fellowship with God. God's saying, you need to forgive them so I can forgive you and we can have the whole thing and get back into fellowship. And so there are some Christians who are going through life at odds with others and with odds with God because they refuse to deal with the whole forgiveness thing. It's powerful truth. If you do not forgive other people, then you're out of fellowship with God and you're going to need forgiveness. And the best way to do that is, of course, confess it and deal with the forgiveness. Let me just tell you this. The thing that you got to do is you got to let it go. You got to release the debt. You got to say, they don't owe me anything. Now, we're going to talk next week, because when we say that, what you say is, so what you're going to let them do is hurt me, and then they can just get away with it and walk around through life like nothing happened. That's not going to happen. You think your Heavenly Father's going to let that happen? He tells you what he does about it, and we're going to look at it next week. Nobody gets away with hurting other people. Nobody. Just remember that. We'll see that next week. So why is it so important? Why is it so important to forgive? Because it affects us. We become bitter, and it breaks our fellowship with God. So next time, we're going to see how to forgive. This morning, we've talked about, what is forgiveness and how does God forgive us and all that. And then why should we forgive? Next week, we're going to really get into how do we forgive? What is this release of the debt? We're going to see some stages. We're going to see some ways that it starts down a path, and we can either go the good way and forgive and go on, or we can go the bad way, which we just saw this morning. We can see what happens. So let me remind you, forgiveness means to release the debt. God forgives us both in our relationship and our fellowship. We're to forgive others because God has forgiven us. God commands us to forgive others. And if not, we could become bitter and we could be out of fellowship with God. So let me give you some applications, okay? First one, let's understand the meaning of forgiveness. It means to lift up. It means to pardon. It means to release the debt. It means they don't owe you anymore. I've had men, let me just tell you, this is what's so sad. I've had men in my office, and they're in their 30s, they're in their 40s, and they haven't forgiven their father, and they're still angry about their father, and they say, my father should have done this. He should have been there when I needed him. He should have done this and should have done this, and they can't let it go. And guess what? Their father's dead. He's not going to come to them and let it go. And I tell them, you got to let it go. You got to forgive your father. You got to let it go. That's what forgiveness is, and we're going to talk more about it next week. Understand God's forgiveness to us. First of all, we have forgiveness in our relationship with God, and that's by faith in Christ. Acts 13:38. We also have forgiveness in our fellowship with God, and that comes by confessing our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us. The third thing to remember as we finish this morning is let's realize we forgive others based on God's forgiveness to us. Because God has forgiven us, we are to forgive others, Ephesians 4:32. But here's the key. Not forgiving will have consequences. And so we're going to talk more about that next week. And let me just say my advice to all of us is wherever people have hurt you, let it go. Release the debt. We'll look more and we'll put it all together next week so that we can see how this functions. But we don't want to become bitter old people. We don't want to be out of fellowship with God. We want to live for Him.